It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 19th, 2017. Today is the 86th birthday of British author David John Moore Cornwell, better known by his pen name, John Le Carré. The internationally renowned writer of espionage novels was born in Dorset in 1931. During the 1950s and 60s, he worked for both the Security Service and the Secret Intelligence Service. His third novel, The Spy Who Came In from the Cold, published in 1963, became a worldwide bestseller and remains one of his best-known works. Following the success of this novel, he left MI6 to become a full-time author. Cornwell has said that he did not know his mother, who abandoned him when he was only 5 years old, until their reacquaintance when he was 21. His father had been jailed for insurance fraud and was continually in debt. Their relationship was difficult. One biographer reports his father made and lost his fortune a number of times due to elaborate confidence tricks and schemes which landed him in prison on at least one occasion. This was one of the factors that led to Le Carré's fascination with secrets. When his father died in 1975, Cornwell paid for a memorial service, but he did not attend it. From 1948 to 1949, he studied foreign languages at the University of Bern in Switzerland. In 1950, he joined the Intelligence Corps of the British Army, garrisoned in Austria, working as a German language interrogator of people who crossed the Iron Curtain to the West. In 1952, he returned to England to study at Lincoln College at Oxford, where he worked covertly for the British Security Service, MI5. Spying on far-left groups for information about Soviet agents. In 1960, he transferred to MI6, the Foreign Intelligence Service, and worked under the cover of Second Secretary at the British Embassy in Bonn. He later was transferred to Hamburg as a political consul. There he wrote the detective story A Murder of Quality in 1962, and The Spy Who Came In from the Cold the following year, using the name John Le Carré. A pseudonym was required because Foreign Service officers were forbidden to publish anything under their own names. In 1964, he left the service to work full-time as a novelist. His intelligence officer career at an end as the result of the betrayal of British agents' covers to the KGB by Kim Philby, the infamous British double agent. Le Carré depicts and analyzes Philby as the upper-class traitor codenamed Gerald, by the KGB, the mole George Smiley hunts in Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, from 1974. With the fall of the Iron Curtain in 1989, Le Carré's writing shifted to portrayals of a new multilateral world. His first completely post-Cold War novel, The Night Manager, in 1993, deals with drug and arms smuggling in the murky world of Latin American drug lords, shady Caribbean banking entities, and Western officials who look the other way. The recipient of numerous awards, prizes, and other accolades, including an honorary Doctor of Letters from Oxford, he continues to be an active writer. In September 2010, he was interviewed at his home in Cornwall by the journalist John Snow for Channel 4 News. During the interview, he said it would be his last. "Oh, this isn't because I'm in any sense retiring," he said. "I found that actually I've said everything I really want to say outside of my books. I just want to devote myself entirely to writing." Well, actually, he's continued to give interviews, announcing that each one would be the last. And as to birthdays, as well as interviews, we trust there will be more, many more. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 19th, 2017. Thank you for listening to the Reader's Notebook. If you enjoy this weekday program, let the staff of Morehead State Public Radio know with your pledge of support. It's WMKY's fall fundraiser and membership drive. Call in with your pledge at 783-2001 or go online at WMKY.org. Thanks for listening and for making programs like the Reader's Notebook possible. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.